KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com. This is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, there's been a lot of talk lately about anxiety in Hollywood, and last week we actually saw a couple of surprise firings that are stirring up all kinds of interesting conversations in the industry. So the first one actually was Amy Powell, who was fired from her job as president of Paramount TV, and this was 5 years after she'd been tapped to lead the newly relaunched Paramount TV, which has had success recently with series such as 13 Reasons Why and The Alienist. But the head of Paramount, Jim Giannopoulos, announced the firing in an internal memo, and according to some reporting, Powell had been accused of making comments in a work meeting that included some racially charged language.
And now, as of this taping, Powell has denied those accusations. She issued a statement saying, quote, "There is no truth to the allegation that I made insensitive comments in a professional setting or an editing setting," end quote. And this also comes after some other examples. Recently, Netflix had to fire its top PR chief after he made statements in a work meeting that, shall we say, showed an extreme lack of racial awareness.
Yeah, Joe, and it seems like they may be two different circumstances. One was the head of PR at Netflix, like you mentioned, had actually used some of the words that generally you don't use these days. The Amy Powell question's a little more vague. We're still not quite sure what exactly she said, and it sounds more and more like it wasn't so much what she said, but the fact that perhaps she lied to her bosses about it. So a lot of mystery and a lot of questions surrounding that. But when you clump it together with some of the other recent firings that we've had around town, there is a chilling sort of effect going on in Hollywood. Maybe not a bad thing, but you know, when you bring the big James Gunn controversy into it, there's a lot of question about what is now allowed in Hollywood and what's allowed in the boardroom and what's not. And of course, the James Gunn thing I'm talking about is the infamous tweets from a decade ago that are now coming back to haunt him.
Okay, I do think it's important to draw some lines here. What's happened in these two cases, the case of Powell and Netflix, were corporations sort of reacting to the fact that we live in different times, that there's a high standard for executives that they need to live up to in internal communications. Yeah. And you can agree or disagree with it, but let's start from the place that it's a good thing that companies are, if they're erring on the side of being tougher than they have in the past, well, that's good.
Absolutely.
Let it create a better workplace environment.
Absolutely.
So we can agree on that.
Yeah, and you don't lie to your bosses, and you don't use certain words in the office or to your colleagues. I mean, come on.
And none of that is to advocate what happened in either case. You and I weren't there. We, with the Powell, we don't exactly know what she said. We've heard some things. That's fine. I do think what's going on the Twitter thing is something a little different and a little weird. You know, it seems odd that a big company like Disney would hire someone like James Gunn without doing a social media audit. And as my colleague on Vulture, Mark Harris, wrote in a column this week, it's just sort of like, you know, they hired Roseanne, even though they knew all the things that she said on Twitter, give her a chance. But now apparently retro stuff is not okay. The same thing is happening with Dan Harmon, who deleted his Twitter account after a video from 10 years ago surfaced of him allegedly sort of kind of molesting a doll in jest. You can say that. It seems weird, but the thing is, these are things that have been out there. And we have to realize there are groups that are out there pushing an agenda.
Right.
Groups who are trying to say, how dare you do what you did to Roseanne, so we're now going to do the same. And unfortunately, you see companies like Disney, which is in the middle of a major merger attempt, saying we are going to do nothing to rock the boat. And that's a little scary. It's part of the chilling effect from this current Trump administration.
Yeah, and unfortunately, and Joe, you and I are both very active on Twitter. Sometimes nuance is hard to tell on Twitter, and a lot of people will use your words, even if they're sarcastic. Or there's a point that you're trying to make against you. And, you know, I haven't seen all the old James Gunn tweets. Now, of course, you know, James Gunn is the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise who was just fired. So far, his cast and a lot of his friends, including some famous friends like Bobcat Goldthwait, are really rallying around to support him and pointing out that, you know, shock comedy has been a norm for years. Bobcat pointed out that he did a lot of jokes back in the day, and he's even telling Disney, you know what, you've got me working on a couple of voiceover things coming up, you probably should fire me too, because I said some really nasty things in the 80s, some things I regret now. But that's the same thing with James Gunn. He was trying to be provocative and saying some really nasty things that, you know, probably would work as a shock jock or, you know, work in a comedy club, probably not best to do on Twitter. But nonetheless, that's still very different from Roseanne actually attacking someone currently with racially tinged language.
I think this key thing is that this is all an attempt to muddy the waters and to sort of slow down the progress that's being made. It's good that we live in a world where people are held to a higher standard in workplace conduct, but trying to muddy the water and get people fired for past things, it's some dangerous ground.
That being said, you can find Joe at TV Mojo on Twitter, and I'm at Franklin Avenue. Thanks, Joe.
Never tweet. Thanks, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.